Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What's wrong with being, what's wrong with being, what's wrong with being confident? Hey, hey, what's wrong with being, what's wrong with being, what's wrong with being confident? Yeah. What's wrong with being?
Hey,
woo! Now that is a start. With over a billion downloads in 2015, you made AfterBuzz your one-stop, one destination for true after-show entertainment. Thank you, Zach. This is the American Idol Season 15, Episode 13 after-show. This is Top 24 Showcase Number 2. Cut the applause. Thank you, Zach. Wow. I am your captain today, JC Rubio. You can find me at JC Rubio TV on Instagram and Twitter. Let us introduce our wonderful panel post starting with the lovely lady to my left.
Hello, everyone. I'm Stephanie Georgie. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie. And unfortunately, Violet is not here today, but she sends her love.
Oh. And across the table,
I'm Jason Eichler. You can follow me at Jason Eichler.
Oh, that was quick and easy.
Yeah.
But
just like me.
Tonight, you're not the fairest one of them all. Tonight, we have a very special guest. She's a performance development coach and is considered the go-to coach for all actors, performers, and singers. So she is going to give us her one-on-one critiques, what's really going on. And she's actually shared the stage with Britney, Diddy, Janet Jackson, and tonight she shares it with us. So ladies
yes.
and gentlemen, a warm welcome for KJ Rose.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm excited.
Oh. And of course, the man in the ones and twos, Mr. Zach. Zach, where can they find you, buddy?
I'm on Twitter, all the places. Zach Wilson.
That, all right.
That Zach.
That Zach. All right, so guys, we have a lot to talk about.
A whole lot.
Yes.
You're
at home. Yeah, well, can't even stay on the table. But overall impressions tonight, what did you... I'm just going to talk a quick blurb, quick sentence or two. What was your impression of what we saw tonight? I'm going to start with Jason.
Boring until the end.
Okay. Wow. Steph?
I thought it was good. I was a little surprised that the judges didn't like most of the performances, but it was okay.
Okay,
it was good.
So agree to disagree. This is what happens.
She'll come around.
When you're okay. Coach.
I was kind of in step with what the judges said, just in terms of some of them being a little lackluster, some performing out of habit as opposed to like a deliberate awareness, in terms of those lyrics and really owning them and really being vulnerable. And I think that's the key. And that's why the last two performances at the end were just, you know, so captivating, because they were comfortable in their quiet moments. They were comfortable with the song. They attacked it from the beginning. And I think that's key.
And this is exactly why we have you here tonight.
Yeah, that's good.
But before we dive into the meat of tonight's episode, we got to talk about last Thursday, where we said goodbye to five contestants. And, you high-fiving already? I haven't even...
Because we were right. The five that we predicted. Just listen to Stephanie and I. We know what's going to happen tonight.
All right. So we had to say goodbye to Stephanie Negrete.
Ciao.
Bye.
Oh.
James the Eighth.
Thank God.
Oh, James.
No, did you see his
sideburns?
Sideburns.
Oh my God.
I know,
we're
ridiculous.
Everybody has to have something.
Not
Jenna Renee. Jordan Sasser, and finally, a shocker for me, Emily Brooke. And I'm sure Violet is...
Violet texted all of us the moment it happened. It was really funny.
Yeah, so any surprises, anything, anyone caught off guard by who went home? You guys called
Emily,
it.
If Emily would have had a better night, I think she would have done really well on the show. Right. But she deserved to go home after that performance.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, more so than her deserving to go home, I just think that those who stayed deserve to stay. So if you had to eliminate someone, those were the appropriate people to eliminate.
You didn't think James had some character. I think there's a lot of character in his voice. There was a lot of personality. And it was different. I just kind of liked his artistry.
I will give you his different, but I don't think I cared for his personality and his voice. I don't know. There's something about it that was just very light. I don't know, like.
And I don't think he can like bookend Kelly Clarkson.
Okay.
Okay, but do you think maybe Idol set him up to possibly fail by setting him with Caleb Johnson? Caleb, when they did their duet, Caleb, he doesn't kill songs. He pulverizes songs.
Yeah.
And it almost felt like to me that James is almost like his backup, like his like guitar player.
Yeah,
if you saw the episode.
But honestly, I think that pairing makes the most sense out of all the people that were there.
Right. And also Caleb, being the person that we all kind of know him to be, I felt like was getting his... He's like, yes, I get to perform again. You know? And he did too much. I think everyone would have appreciated it had they complimented the person they were singing, considering the focus was on them.
No. All right, we'll get that. So that was our flashback. Now let us talk about tonight and start with our very first performer. This is Miss Shelby Z singing Work Hard, Play Harder by Gretchen Wilson. Thoughts? What? You're shaking your head.
Shelby's a beast.
She's a beast?
She's a beast. I love her in terms of, let me clarify that, in terms of her talent. She can own a stage. She's very comfortable in her own skin. I saw her during the Hollywood rounds, and she just came out like, what? I'm here. The only thing is she left me wanting more. So I didn't feel like she emptied her tank. I felt like there was just so much more to be said, to be performed.
Well, KJ, I want to preface this because you also have a vested interest in this season, because I believe you coached two of the top 51 this season.
Amit Cannon and Terry Ann Bass. They made it to the top 51. And they were great. You know, it's very competitive. And I think also on top of that, it's who has an enriching story.
Right.
On top of that, you know?
Sure.
So I think it's all those factors. It's the element of surprise. It's the unknown. It's just all that. So you can have someone that has a great story that you think is just an okay singer, but it doesn't matter. It's made for good TV.
Right.
Very, very well said. I was once told that it's not necessarily a singing competition, but a singing show. A lot of factors to play. So do we disagree? What do we think about Shelby Z tonight?
I completely agree with you.
Okay.
But I feel like it's good that she has more left, because I think she did enough to get by. And I feel like now she can wow us in a later stage, which will probably be better to get her to go farther.
I think I'll agree with her. I love how she is on stage. She's comfortable. She's the only one that her blocking was perfect. She balanced it throughout her performance, where some people were just kind of confused
wandering,
to where to go.
Yeah.
And so I liked that part, but I don't see her peaking. I feel like, yes, there was more for her to give, but I think it would still just be in that element, maybe just stretch out a note or do something like that, but I feel like as if that's going to be the most she can do. I'm not a huge fan of those who, every time they sing, like that.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what makes her sound so good. I just, can she give me something beautiful, like, you know, like a soft sonic
I think if she does a power ballad in the next round, that will really do good for her.
She does like Heart, so
not even like a Heart, even like a Faith Hill song or something.
Something that kind of, if she starts off in a very vulnerable way and progresses, I think that'll be key, because you'll see two different Shelbys.
Right.
But it's like her go-to is but I would love to see her do something and be more vulnerable in the quieter moments.
I think I need vulnerability.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, remember, there are big cuts this week, so hopefully she'll get that time allotted, because even our fans are chiming in. Our chat roll, I forgot to say hello to you guys live. We have Joe Bo, and he's talking, Shelby did just enough, in my opinion, to make it to the final 10. So people seem like they're kind of on the fence with her, but we'll see. We'll find out tomorrow night. But before that, I think, Steffi, you got something to tell us, don't you?
I do. I have a quick word from our sponsors. Blue Apron. Not only do you feel you know your way around the kitchen, but cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout again. But where do you start? Blue Apron has you covered. For less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron delivers all all the fresh ingredients you need to create home-cooked meals. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. No overwhelming trips to the grocery store, no more sad takeout. No matter your dietary preferences, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like roast chicken supremes with mashed potatoes, gravy, and maple glazed carrots. They have a steak sandwich with caramelized onions, garlic aioli, and a honey roasted parsnip. They also do a charred broccolini over creamy polenta with poached eggs right in your own kitchen. Cook with ingredients that you've never used before, like watermelon radishes, farro, and purple potatoes. And recipes are between 500 to 700 calories per portion. Delicious and good for you. Right now, you can get your first two meals for free at blueapron.com/podcast. That's blueapron.com/podcast. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Nice. Well said. You made us all hungry. Yeah, I hope you know. Thank you, Steffi G. But I guess this is someone maybe J-Lo is a little hungry for. Ooh. Mr. Manny Torres. Thoughts. What do we think? Steffi, come on. You and Violet love this guy.
Because I do love Manny. I think I expected a little bit more from him. However, he's so great on stage. And I thought it was a cute song. I believe one of the judges said that they didn't care for it. But he was really good. He's still not a bad performer to me. I can't give him a lot of compliments right now. But it was an okay performance. And he still, you could tell his potential.
Does the charisma match the voice? Guys,
I think the voice is there, and I think the charisma is there, but they're not connecting. Like he's comfortable on stage, but so is Ryan Seacrest. That doesn't mean he's singing,
right?
So he needs to sing a song where he can connect, and I think you shouldn't do a mid-tempo song like that. And that was the problem with a lot of the performances tonight. Yes. But like, if you're going to sing Coldplay, you have to sing a Coldplay ballad. Don't sing this song.
Yeah.
Well, how do we marry the two?
I think he's a cutie patootie. Let me just start there.
Okay.
I thought that he could trust himself a little bit more.
Sure.
I feel like there is fluidity on stage, but it's in lieu of connection.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a safe zone, the back and forth, and you know, although it shows itself as being very comfortable on stage, but I think also it's a mask of not really turning and leaning forward and really reaching out and pushing your body forward to speak to the people. And I think Keith Urban said it best when he said the song suited his spirit, but it didn't suit the performance in terms of really being able to emote in a genuine way.
How would you coach someone in that scenario?
I would have him write down all the lyrics, and we would do something called an emotional punctuation where he would assign a punctuation to every line. I would have him do it like he was a one-man Broadway showing type of presentation, and so that he could really understand what he's saying. Right today, it was just, you know, lyrics that were just being thrown out, but there were very heartfelt things he was saying that he. I mean, when you say a question or you sing a question, you got to ask it like you're waiting for a response. You know, whatever you're doing, it's a conversation. It should be a back and forth. It should be a communication between you and the audience. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel like that synergy was there. But I would start him with breaking down those lyrics and really trying to figure out, is there a reference point? Where are you when you're singing this? Why did you choose this song? Who are we talking about? Right. It's got to become personal.
And that was a theme of tonight. You heard about all the judges, not the right song, not the right song. That's all I heard the whole night, so I really wanted to, you know, pick your brain for that a little bit. So far, I think he'll be fine next. I think he'll make it the next round. Just
the ladies.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a favorite, definitely.
But what about our next guy, Mr. Corey Wheeler, who sang Let It Go by James Bay?
I'd rather listen to James Bay sing it. I didn't think it was anything special.
I know you weren't a fan of his facial expressions either.
Oh, thank you. he does really weird things with his face, and his eyes look like they're going to pop out.
We can't have that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd send him home.
I have a lot of facial problems when I sing as well, so I can't give him a hard time. I definitely felt like the energy surrounded him. It never made its way off the stage. I think he has, you know, a good vocal, but it was definitely safe.
This was his best performance, I think, that we've seen of him do, so I guess I was happy about that. But I don't know. And I didn't like his ad lib.
No?
Sing it for me.
Yeah. No, he's like, oh, I like that. Or something like that. It was just weird.
Oh, the, not a vocal ad-lib.
No, not a vocal ad-lib.
She said, I was like, I don't need no ad-libs. No.
He was just like, oh, I like that. And it was just weird. I mean, maybe if you were John Legend and, like, you heard something, yeah. So it was cool for you to say that. But concentrate on what you're doing, kid, and then give us a performance.
And he needs to wow us at this point.
Right. Yeah.
There was no wow factor. He did exactly what James Bay did, but not as good.
Yeah. And when he said the, oh, I like that, I was like, what did you like?
Because we didn't like that.
Right.
We talked about this a lot last week, that it is so close. I think, do I see the next Kelly Clarkson? Not yet. But we have a lot of good performers, and I think they're all bunched up. And
but this should be the time when we start to think, like,
okay,
oh, this person could take it all. And I didn't get that until the end tonight.
All right, so what about our next contestant? Miss Amelia Eisenhower, who sang Wake Me Up. What? You're already grimacing, Jay.
No, I thought it was bad.
Hold on.
She clips all the ends of her phrases, so it just sounds really choppy. I thought the song didn't flow at all. It sounded like she was singing three different songs, and she has no idea who she is as an artist.
She's only 15 or 16, though.
But it doesn't matter. Taylor Swift was 15 when she knew exactly who she was as an artist. Justin Bieber did.
I don't remember her prior to this performance. I thought the beginning of that song, she sounded beautiful, so I saw the potential in her voice and why she got to where she's at. And then the second she started moving, I was like, oh, man, you ruined it.
Disconnected.
Like, I was disconnected. She was moving awkwardly, and then her voice, then she lost control of her
voice. In the beginning, her the technique wasn't there in her voice.
Oh, look at you.
Coach.
It sounded beautiful, but I get what you're saying.
Now, you're the coach. So, I mean, what can be done? Is it is it too late for Amelia? Because, like I said, I think everyone's so bunched up in one subpar night.
Yeah.
Well,
again, it's the song choice, and it's really, I would go back to, you know, if you're going to sing it, why? There's got to be an inspiration other than, I like the cadence, I like the melody, I like the song. It can't really be a song that you just like. Otherwise, we could just listen to the original.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be something that there is, like, I remember in the beginning with Hollywood Week, who's the girl that really begged for this song, like she cried.
Tristan.
Yes.
Tristan,
yeah. So it's like, fight for it. Be convicted about it. Be passionate about it. Because in the end, if you do go home, at least you know you just weren't kind of like out there being mediocre. Like you really chose something you felt strongly about.
Okay, so feel strong.
Feel strong. Feel, if you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah.
And here's one. Okay, it's a personal note. The next contestant is Janet Blossel. Is this cause straight out fights at my house? Because one of us is a big Blossel fan, and another is an Olivia Rocks fan. And in the end, the lady's always right, and she's a big Jen Blossel fan. Did she do it tonight by singing Justin Bieber? Sorry.
You know what? Vocally, not her best night, but at least I remembered her.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting enough to get her through the next round. I thought the chorus of the song was good, and I feel like at least she knows who she is as an artist and is doing something different.
Yeah.
Has she built enough equity to, like, you know?
I think so.
Yeah.
She'll be okay. I think what he said in terms of being able to stand out, she's memorable. The beginning was definitely shaky, but that chorus, she just said, forget it. I'm going to just own this. And I do feel like she's deeper than the song. Yeah.
Sure.
There's more to her core than what she gave. You know, the chorus, you saw it a little bit, but I was just like, that's not you. Let's go back. Let's go back to you.
Okay.
I was grateful for the chorus, but the second they said sorry and then she was at the piano, I was like, oh, no. Because that song's already so great because of that beat meant to dance to the point where it was difficult for her to kind of rearrange. You know, the arrangement just was really poor.
It wasn't in the pocket.
Good thing we had the chorus because then it just would have been... Damn, girl, why'd you do that?
But I think she has the benefit that in, like, her package before she was singing, she was the most, like, you're like, oh, I want to be friends with her.
Right.
And I don't think we got that a lot with anybody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think our fans at home kind of agree. Let's see, we have Tucker Conley saying, I love her, just not tonight. Not good tonight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and like we said, she's built so much. We've loved her to this point, so I think she's safe.
Yeah. And maybe this was needed. You know, you didn't see all her glory tonight, but then you pull for her
the
next time, you know?
You need peaks and valleys, absolutely. So what about...
deep, Jason.
I'm about as deep as a bucket, you know that.
I know.
All right, let's move on to Mr. CJ Johnson. And Steffi, First note I wrote, shaking your head from the start, what's up? You're not a big Edwin McCain fan? I'll be, what's up?
Well, because it was just so predictable, but that's why the judges loved it. Like, oh, perfect song, perfect this, perfect that. First of all, I hate that song. I hate it. It just every,
tell us how you feel.
Oh, man. It's like we always have to hear it from the same white guy that sings it every single year. And so my thing was just, yeah, you sounded great, but I can't give you anything else because there's been too many before you who could mm-hmm. do it, if mm-hmm. not equal, better than you. Mm. Had he had given us, like, something crazy or rearranged it or who knows, maybe it would have, you know, set in better for me. But like I said, like, I didn't say he was bad. I just didn't care for it. And because I was not surprised whatsoever the second he started singing it, I didn't care for the rest of the performance.
I can feel you're passionate about it.
Yeah.
Help me. Do we agree? I mean, while I let Stephanie simmer down.
I felt like it was a little contrived. I mean, the best thing about it was that he's able to evoke crowd participation.
Right.
But it's just kind of, you know, contrived. Like, I didn't feel like he really set himself in the meat of that song. Mm-hmm. And so, I agree.
And Jason,
I thought it seemed like a shitty church performance.
Oh.
And
how
it was,
you put those two words together?
Because that's how it, and shit. Yeah, that's how it made me feel. And honestly, I didn't remember him before tonight. I didn't remember him. And I don't know. It just wasn't good.
Okay, so then let me run this by you. Perfect. Great performance. This is by J-Lo and Keith Urban. Are we watching a different show?
I think they were saying they were basing it on his best.
Yes.
So far.
You think?
And it was a good performance for the show tonight.
Okay.
You know? For everyone else who hasn't seen it, but
no, but honestly, it wasn't nothing special. If you never watched American Idol and turned it on and saw this, you'd be like, what the hell am
I say,
watching?
Why did my girls get there?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If we're looking at
yes.
So I'm looking at everybody and comparing them to my girls, like, that was tricky.
KJ's got some skin in the game.
They got lost in the shuffle.
And it's also, when you look at him, are you like, oh, I want to buy his album?
Yeah.
You're not. Like, no thanks.
Or I see why. I see why they chose him. That's what you should be at this point. That's
right.
What you should feel.
With everyone.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, you know?
Which is what I can say about our next contestant.
Who's that? Baby.
Lijon.
Lijon.
Oh.
He's just so cool to me. The kid is just like, the second he's on stage, I want to watch you. If you don't sound good, I don't care. Keep going, baby, because you're great. Mm-hmm. So I know why they chose him.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
I feel the same, but tonight I think was his worst night. He picked a mid-tempo song, which was really bad for him. And I think usually I was like rooting for him.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight I'm like, okay, just get off the stage. You're making a fool of yourself. And I really like him. And I hope he goes through.
Yeah.
I think he deserves to, but this was
you were frustrated
like,
with
yeah,
it.
Very frustrated. Yeah.
There were no high moments.
No,
I like him. I like what he delivers, you know, or what he's delivered in the past. But it was very, you know, just kind of like flat, and it never took you. You're like, and then it was over, mm-hmm. you know. So I just think that, you know, what saved him was there was already energy inherent mm-hmm. in the song. So all he had to really do was glide, but I wish he would have taken some more chances. It seemed very contained.
What would be the perfect song for him? Would you say? I'll let you stew about it for a second.
I do think he needs to, like, I think in the beginning, Shawn Mendes and Ed Sheeran are good choices mm-hmm. for him, mm-hmm. but now they're too obvious.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
he does need to do something to surprise us a little
does
bit.
Does he run the risk of being too one note then?
He should do a Selena Gomez song and unplug it or something.
You think mm-hmm.
so? So it's, like, not vocally challenging, but it's current and it'll be different.
And if you watch a lot of the, you know, like these singing competitions, what the judges love is when a male artist picks a female song and vice versa.
Dope, yeah.
Yeah. So did you think of a song yet? I'll come back to you in a minute.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to our next boy, Mr. Trent Harmon. And he was singing What Are You Listening To by Chris Stapleton. Did we likey? No likey?
I liked his wardrobe tonight, which was the first in the competition because
this is not America's Next Top Model.
I know, but those scarves, I'm glad he got rid of them. I think Chris Stapleton is too soulful for him. And I felt like it sounded a little bit whiny.
What? Mm-hmm. I believed him.
Oh?
I felt like he was invested. I felt like he moved the story forward. And he was comfortable in his more quiet moments. So, I believed him. You know,
and I believe you, KJ.
I believed him, but I believed him through his nasalness.
Oh!
You're still. He had mono, and he's finally recovered.
Yeah, but he's staying good with mono, so maybe he should get sick again.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, you're terrible, Steph. Break the tie, please.
I think maybe I heard a little bit of nasalness, but my thing is that he's so damn good, and I appreciate him having chosen a different type of song every time. So he's showing us different. You know, before he did something super soulful in R&B. This time it was. Is this a country person?
Chris Stapleton. He's country, but
yeah, that's what I thought. So it was a country song, but he still did great. I love his voice. I
think if you hear the original though, this sounds like a white guy trying to do a gospel song.
Okay, with Trent, I will agree with you partially, Jason. He and I are always
this is great.
Ends here.
This is good though.
My least favorite performance by Trent tonight.
Yeah,
it was my least. But I think he watches our show because we mentioned that he needed to stop the crazy runs. Because we know he can do that. But it was an understated song by him more than any other song this season.
I think he's still safe enough to make it through.
Of course he is.
But I don't think it was good.
Okay.
And let's see what the fans are saying. Let's see. Rotor13, shout out to Rotor13, a great fan, always watching us. Chris is more of a soul singer than country, so maybe just ventured out a little too far and to bring it back in, go to your lane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Mm-hmm. And here's someone. I had a hard time and I picked her to win. Well, be close to winning. Miss Tristan McIntosh. I don't know about tonight. Okay, for me.
We say this every time, but if you're going to sing a former Idol song
on
the show, it has to be good.
It's a great story.
Oh, she does have a great story.
She has a great story.
But tonight, the song was way too big for her.
Yeah.
And it kind of just showed how young she was, I thought.
It took a lot of attitude. I didn't believe it because she's such a sweet girl. So when you're like, I'm like, oh, sweetie. So I didn't really get that, mm-hmm. you know, that song choice because I just felt like what you said, it was big. It was too big for her.
After that performance, I was like, oh, she's not ready for the competition.
I don't think she's ready either. And I feel like Keith hinted that, like, if you could just put that in there because you have the package. She looked great, mm-hmm. but yeah, you know, and then I can, as much as she cried for what she wanted, you would think she would have given a better performance of that song.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't. So I'm just thinking like, come on girl, channel, how do you feel when your mom is deployed and then sing? Think about her and then give us a performance that's like that. But she mimics what she's seen before.
Yes.
And that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But is it that she's too young to have kind of built a wheelhouse of things that, you know, really represent her?
I think maybe that's kind of it, where she doesn't know what direction she wants to go in.
Yeah, right.
Because her voice is good, but she shouldn't be singing a country song.
No.
Yeah.
She's very tentative. Yeah. She's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's making me eat my words so far. So hope is still there. I'm still there for you, Tristan. But moving on next to Mr. Adam Lasher and... I'm afraid for Adam already.
Yeah, I wrote down who, because I don't remember him at all.
No, I remember him.
We remember him. He was the one, last season, he had that edgy look to him, and he cleaned up.
No, he didn't. He was the one that who looked like a hippie. He just, like, with the...
Oh, that's what
I mean. I wouldn't call it edgy, but...
edgy hippie, right?
He looked dirty, but that's about it.
I don't think... Like, I think he sounds good, but I don't think that's his voice. Kind of like what you were saying about Tristan. He's mimicking soulful singers. If he got some training, I don't think he would sound like that.
I feel stupid because I kind of thought this was his best performance.
You are stupid.
I love
stupid.
The groove. I felt like he was in the groove. You know, it was interesting that the judges were saying that.
They just weren't about it.
Yeah, they were like, they felt like it. He wasn't riding with it, that they were controlling the groove. I felt like he tried to keep up, you know, like he committed. He did commit.
Is that the shuffle they were talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, what exactly is the shuffle? I've been dying to ask if you guys...
My interpretation of you talking about what...
Yeah, because Harry's talking... I know it's that, but he always talks about this.
It's, I think, really cementing yourself in the beat, in the groove. And I think one of the things, you know, when he was just showing Ricky doing that little shuffle, it's the movement. If you're going to play, like, you really have to, you still have to take us there as if there was no instrument. Like, you can't hide behind it. It can't kind of hinder you in terms of the performance. It should only add. It should be the bonus.
Okay. All right, because I do love Black and Gold, one of my favorite songs. And Keith said not enough people know about this song, so why are people picking this? It's just like an overall, like a tough night, it seems like.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought this was the stronger group between last week and this week, but now watching the show,
But it's kind of like what you were saying earlier, don't pick your favorite song, pick a song that's going to win the show. You know what I mean? Like, just because you like the songs doesn't mean you should sing them. So you have to pick a song on a singing competition show that builds and gives you a moment.
What should he have picked?
He should just go home.
Oh.
He is like our Simon Cowell. I'm telling you. Jason Eichler, where can they find you again?
You can find me on Twitter at Jason Eichler.
Send your hate mail there. Okay, now let's move on to the ladies' favorite and...
Violet's favorite.
Oh.
I like this.
It's my favorite of the night.
Dylan Rapatoni singing Little Rebel Yell, throwing
Dalton?
His back.
Dalton.
What did I say?
Dylan.
I always do that.
It's okay, but you know what? Violet's going to be so stoked, and I'll give her the credit, because she said, I don't know, I love him. Okay. I liked him too. Today was cool. I saw a different side of him. It was nice. He's really good on stage as well.
Yeah.
And he's got the whole package.
He got that blue eyes.
Yeah, but he's got the whole package. He's likable. He's got a great voice. You want to watch him every week. And he's the first that I saw tonight that's like, oh, I could see you in the finale.
Mm-hmm. Ditto.
Yeah. I always tell my clients that you should start a song that makes me say, I don't want to go to the bathroom. I don't want to go and get popcorn because I will miss something. And I felt that about Dalton. Like, the way he starts is not the way he finishes. And you will miss something if you leave, if you turn, if you go get to anything from the kitchen, you're going to miss out. Like, I felt like there's such conviction. And he has a clear understanding of how to progress a song, starting with page one and then turning a little bit until you get to the end. And you're like, duh! Because now I believe you. And now you've taken me on the ride. And you've explained to me why I should be just as excited as opposed to starting in this way. And I'm like, why are you so excited?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bring me along first and then let me.
He told the story.
Yeah.
He's a builder.
But he also has a quality about him.
He
did.
You know?
He progressed it quite well. Oh my God, you let me do my accent.
He's a builder.
There's a connection here, folks.
Oh. She's my Libra.
No, you know what? And I want to throw this out to the fans because Keith said it, that he should be his own genre. So we need to come up with a genre for Mr. Rapatoni. Like fans.
Oh, he's definitely this boy band / R&B.
He's very like 5 Seconds of Summer. Yeah.
But now he's showing us a little more, I feel.
A little edgier.
A little edgier and a little more music, less band, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, last girl left tonight singing is... Jason, take this away, because you are the Demi Lovato. You got a PhD in
queen.
Demi Lovato.
He's the Demi Lovato queen.
I thought, obviously, great song choice. I think... her look she finally has down. She doesn't look as like bubbly, which has kind of been my problem with her. I liked what she was wearing.
I
liked her sitting there at the guitar. I feel like when she stood up, it made her look a little bit amateur. Because what J-Lo was saying, when you watch Demi sing the song live, you like want to bang your head and like move your legs. And her body looked a little stiff. Vocally, I think she's almost there. She's just not quite to Demi Lovato's caliber.
How many people are?
Yeah, but if you're going to sing her song.
Right. Well, no, I loved her voice. I thought her vocals were great, but she kind of was like, what's wrong with being Broadway?
Yeah, it was a little like too Broadway. But then she also does something weird where she like closes off her vowels in the back of her throat.
Agreed!
Yeah, and I'm like, what is she?
It's very close. Like, the sound gets restricted, but because she has such like a strong voice, she can just throw it out there. And, you know, but imagine if she actually... got to a point where she really like owned it, you know, and it wasn't because I felt like there could be a moment that you forget about the fact that she's not agile and that the vocals take you over. I'm waiting for that because I don't feel like naturally she's going to ever be as fluid. But if she can just really nail that sound as opposed, because she throws it out there. But if she really like captured it and captivated us, she's going to go far.
But what I like about her is I feel like she's somebody to watch because she's not there yet. So it's kind of exciting to see if she can get
there.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Not somebody like the redheaded girl where you're like, you're not going to get there. Go home.
Well, it's just going to take her longer. Jesus. Olivia has the potential of looming.
I'm just saying.
People can support. Surprise you.
Yeah.
That is true. All right. So, I mean, overall, this night was so rushed. I dislike when they do the Wednesday nights. The hour, it's like, Ryan, move along. Coming up next. Coming up next.
Yeah.
I can't wait for tomorrow when we have the duets and whatnot. But is it too early for them to be duetting with such a big talent? like Daughtry. You're going to have, you know, that kind of... That worries me right now.
Yeah.
It's too early.
Because it separates them very early to see, you know, how they match up. It's kind of unfair a little
bit. Yes. It's like a, it's more like a showcase for the alumni.
Yeah, because freaking Laura just banged Mackenzie out of the window. She was like, I'm singing this song. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying about...
You can join in if you want.
Yes. That's what I was saying about Caleb. Yep. I agree.
Yeah.
So. However, I think that let them just have this then, and like, even if they get out sing next to somebody to see, like, this is what you need to do next time. Right.
But honestly, if they're going to make it in the music industry, this is what they said last week, they're going to be thrown in situations like that. And if you win Idol, that's in 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you can't do it now, what makes you think you're going
to
win in 2 months?
The rising to the occasion. Yeah. Right. LaPortia and Fantasia, I mean, she definitely rose to the occasion in a big, big way.
Let's get into that.
And slight correction, Jason. Actually, it's more like 5 weeks from now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. April 7th. Actually, 6 weeks. Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. They're going to be the Idol superstar. The last one.
Wow.
So with that said, we're closing the show, but let's move on to a little one-on-one because we want to talk to you a little bit, Miss.
And before we do, I just want to say that you speak so beautifully and eloquently, and I loved everything you had to say about all of our contestants.
I was so nice.
Okay.
Now, you've dealt with this. I mean, you've been in the business. You've opened for some of the biggest talents worldwide. I mean, what does it take to be the idol, in your opinion?
I think it's going to take, number one, someone that understands all facets of the industry. And I think, you know, some of them being so young and maybe a little difficult. But it's going to take people taking risk and chances. Of course, very secured risk. Risk.
We got you.
Okay, you got what I'm saying. But I think at the end of the day, it's got to be someone who's very sure of who they are and makes no apologies for them. And every time they go out, they're just trying to bang the freaking song. They got to sing not just for the people in the first row. They should be commanding in a sense where their presence envelops the entire stadium. That they're hitting the people in section 305, row 12. Mm-hmm. That's how they have to approach every song. Like, there's no song that you can just throw out to go to waste. You know, this is just my feeler. Like, every song that they do, they have to approach in a way that I'm trying to win. And if this is the last thing that they hear from me tonight, I'm okay with that.
Very well said.
Absolutely.
Wow. I hope you Idol listeners.
I know.
Clark, we know you're watching. Quick shout out to Clark Beckham, what's up? So let us move on to our prediction. Because we have a lot of predictions here.
We're going to send our five home.
And Jason, before he gets excited, this is his favorite part of the show when you send him home. Before we talk about the cuts, let us talk about our favorites for the evening. Steph, who was your favorite for tonight?
My favorites were Dalton, Jen, and Olivia.
Really?
Yeah. Olivia, just because I really didn't like her last week, and I liked the beginning of her... I heard a different register in her. It was more like a womanly register, and then she got a little Broadway and it turned into a kid again afterwards. But I could hear it. I just let's hope that like someone's like, hey, you should watch the AfterBuzz show because we kind of give like more. Do you know what I'm saying? We give a longer critique than the judges do, and we are viewers, so it's like, why don't you connect with us and see what maybe like some other viewers say, because I feel like a lot of people agree with us. And if she can just figure out where to find the dark side in her, then she'll kill it.
Okay. All right. So those are your favorites. So who stood out for you tonight off the top of your head?
Dalton.
Really? That easy? I hate it when I agree with all of you. You're all right. He killed it tonight. I ain't going to lie. Okay. So tonight we do have to cut five. And we have... I've already selected mine. So who do you think is going home tomorrow? Which five?
Oh my God, Tristan.
Say this.
You think
Amelia.
Tristan's going home? Okay.
I forget the people from the day before.
Yeah, I'll give you my notes. There you go.
Geneve.
No.
Oh, those are already gone.
Yes, this is... They made it last week, Steffi.
Oh, right,
this
is
this week.
Oh, so five from here only?
Five from here. So okay. I'll let you guys think about it.
CJ. Adam. Corey. Amelia. Tristan.
Tristan? Wow, okay. Those
okay,
are her
I'm
five.
I'm going to say...
Oh, this is so
Corey, Amelia, Adam, CJ. The only reason I don't think Tristan is because I think the producers really
want
her.
Right, of course, yeah.
So I would say...
Lijon.
I don't think Lijon. I think either Manny or Shelby.
Really? I would appreciate
I would say probably
Shelby.
Manny. I think Manny.
I know.
to leave?
To leave Manny? Okay, here's the thing. If you kick off Shelby, you don't really... Who do you have for country? The country
female.
Yeah,
that's why I think she'll stay. I don't think Manny deserves to go home, but I think if it becomes between Manny and Tristan, Manny will go.
And now the coach.
Tristan deserves to go.
Coach. We're relying on you, coach.
I do have a soft spot because I understand what it takes. It's not easy to get up there.
So, how about looking at it this way?
I know, I'm so...
That unfortunately the idol road ends for them tomorrow. Not to say that they can't continue, which many of them do and find success, like Tori Kelly.
Yes.
So, who do you think?
Don't give up. Okay. I'll just say who I didn't feel like really just resonated with me would be Corey, CJ, Amelia. That's three. Can I just say three?
Okay. We'll give you
two more. Okay. Two more.
Adam.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we...
So between Tristan, Manny, or well, you don't like... You like Shelby. Or someone else that you think.
I would say Tristan.
Yeah, girl.
Well, I love you.
Yeah, girl.
I love you. But I just felt like in terms of knowing who they are at this moment...
Right.
It was very clear.
Mm-hmm. And don't feel bad about her. She has so much time.
I feel bad about them all.
It's a dog-eat-dog world out there.
I understand. So I've been where you are. I understand the journey, and I know it's not easy to get up there, so I have a huge respect for all of them.
Well, let us read some of the fans' opinions. Some of people are saying, let's see, Rotor says, Corey, Amelia, Adam, Tristan, CJ. Joseph Boza says, no way on Shelby. And Jonathan Lowe says, my predictions for going home, Corey, Amelia, CJ, Adam, and Shelby. So we pretty much got... Everyone's kind of on the same page.
I don't think Manny will go home, but if it's... I feel like they'll keep Tristan. Because they liked her tonight.
Much to be said, much left, and we'll find out in about 24 hours. And I believe, Zach, cue the music. Let us get out of here because... One round... Huge round of applause for Miss KJ. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you guys for having me. Thank you so much. Thanks to Orange Law PR. Thank you guys for just inviting me.
Where can we find you?
You can find me at KJ Rose Effect, both on Instagram and Twitter, as well as Facebook, Kiana KJ Rose Henson.
And we'd always love to have you come back. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jason, where can they find you?
You can find me everywhere at Jason Eichler.
You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie and on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie.
And Zach, where can they find you, buddy?
As always, I am that Zach Wilson.
Ah, and I'm JC Rubio for Zach, KJ Jason, Violet, where are you, Steffi? And I'm JC. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.